Welcome to the London Walks podcast.
This episode, Christmas London.
Presented by Andy Hallett and Adam Scott Goulding. And London shops on Christmas Eve are strung with silver bells and flowers as hurrying clerks the city leave to pigeon-haunted classic towers and marbled clouds go scudding by the many-steepled London sky.
Christmas. It's a London thing. Fortnum and Mason's window. The madness of the office partygoers on the last tube home on the Friday night before the big day. The big tree in Trafalgar Square. The Christmas lights in Bow Lane, shining like a good deed in a naughty world. Bob Cratchit sliding down a slide at Cornhill 20 times. The exodus to the shires and the provinces, leaving the streets to the hardcore Londoners and visiting London walkers. Swimming in the Serpentine. Abject misery on the East Enders Christmas special. Salvation Army bands at train stations. The Nutcracker. Skating at the Tower. Gordon's Wine Bar advertising that it will close at about 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve. "What's today, my fine fellow?" said Scrooge. "Today," replied the boy. "Why, Christmas Day." Christmas. To London.
Christmas is, of course, a very busy time for London Walks foodie expert Anne Jones, but she took a few moments out of her busy schedule to call in with this recipe for Christmas biscuits. Thanks, Anne.
Hi, it's Anne, back to recite to you the recipe for Christmas biscuits. Here we go. Spiced Christmas biscuits. You need 175 grams of butter, 200 grams of caster sugar, one egg, beaten, 1 teaspoon of ground mixed spice, half a teaspoonful of ground ginger, half a teaspoon of cinnamon, 275 grams of plain flour, and half a teaspoon of baking powder. Beat the butter and sugar until creamy. Stir in the egg a little at a time until it's fully incorporated and the mixture is smooth. Then sift in the flour, spices and baking powder and stir to form a soft dough. Chill it in the fridge for half an hour. Preheat the oven to 180 degrees centigrade, gas mark 4. On a floured surface, roll out the dough to about 5 millimetres thick. Cut out shapes with cookie cutters and place them on a lightly greased baking tray, leaving a little space between each one. Bake for 10 or 12 minutes until golden. Cool on a wire rack, then decorate as desired, which will take you most of the afternoon, I should imagine. Store in an airtight container. There you go. Thank you very much. Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
Now, boys, what are we going to be baking this afternoon?
London Walks Christmas Biscuits.
Courtesy of our own wonderful Anne, who's our foodie guide. And what's your name, Frodo?
My name.
Okay, what's your name?
Jojo.
So I have two little elves here, which I prepared years and years ago. Joey, what's the recipe, please?
Well, there's 175 grams of butter, 200 grams of casting sugar, one egg beaten, which we all do, yep. 1 teaspoon of grounded...
Mixed spice.
half a teaspoon of grounded ginger, yep. Half a teaspoon of cinnamon, yep. 275 grams of plain flour, and half a teaspoon of...
baking powder.
Yeah.
Now, I can see that Milo's looking slightly quizzical here, and that's because he's thinking, I know what Anne's done there. She's taken a traditional biscuit recipe, and she's added some Christmas spices. Yes. So you are a great connoisseur of the biscuit, aren't you?
Yeah.
So the first thing we should do is we should break an egg. So Milo's going to do that.
You can't.
Oh! Oh
my God!
That's how to make a mess. All right, now we need to get a fork. And we need to beat that. So can you beat that, please, Milo? Give it a stir.
Go on, mate.
Brilliant stir. Okay, put that to the side. That's wonderfully done. Beat the butter and sugar until creamy. So what we're going to do is, Milo, Jojo, you've got the butter.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going to throw, Milo, can you throw, not throw actually, just place the caster sugar in there. Now we've got to mix that all up. Okay, so Joey is beating in the sugar and the butter, and Milo is going to slowly, a little bit at a time, put the egg in. What's your favourite thing about Christmas, by the way? Right, okay, of course. Really beat it in, Joe. Because in a minute, we're going to put the flour in as well, but you've got to get... What we're doing here is making a dough, and then we're going to put it in the fridge and chill it.
Let's have another go.
Yeah.
That actually looks like mashed potato.
Yeah, but in a minute, we're going to put the... We're going to put sift in the flour.
We know we're going to put our
And we're going to put our spices in as well.
Yeah.
Because normally you boys are working as little sweeps around heavy machinery. In there. Right, we're going to add in the flour. Only a little bit, only a little... Spices. That's what we've got. Just remind us what spices we've got there. Cinnamon,
mixed spice and ginger.
And ginger. Yum.
And a bit more ginger. So I love ginger.
See? That's cinnamon.
Oh, is that cinnamon?
Yeah, that's a bit,
oh, that's nice. That's
a bit more ginger.
Love ginger.
Cinnamon. Up though.
That's a good amount.
All right, and then we're going to add to that. So a bit, half a teaspoon of baking powder in.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what it tastes like? Yummy!
So I've mixed that up and we've got a proper dough here, and now we've got to leave that for 30 minutes to chill in the fridge. Alright boys, you've got a 30 minute break. So we've got our dough out of the fridge, it's been chilling there for about 30 minutes, and we put it on a floured table, and I'm rolling it out. Milo, do you want to have a go rolling? Go for it. And then we're going to make our shapes in there. We've got to make it about 5 millimetres thick. Preheated our oven to what, Joe? 180 degrees centigrade. Which is gas mark
4.
And we've chosen, what shapes have we chosen, boys? We've got hearts, we've got stars, and we've got a dinosaur. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put it on a lightly greased tray. Yeah?
Cool.
Go for it, Milo. And then we're going to put them in the oven.
Yeah, yummy.
So we've done one Christmas tree now, and we're about to do a dinosaur.
Christmas T-Rex.
Yeah.
Really push down, Joe. Then gently take it out. Oh, you left the table behind.
Well, should we do that again?
Yeah. Let's do that one again. Let's go over here. Yay! Oh, left the leg behind. Okay, so we've done all our biscuits here. And how many have we made, boys?
We've made 18 altogether.
18 large biscuits.
And we're just about to put them in the oven.
Yep.
And then when they come out,
then we're going to eat them.
Yeah.
Right, so open up the oven, Joe. There we go, bingo. All right, they are going in.
Hey.
For 10 to 12 minutes.
Right.
Right now, we're just about to get them out of the oven, and it just smells fantastic, doesn't it?
Oh,
so
it's
a wonderful, Christmassy, spicy smells. Makes me think of Christmas. So you've got them all out of the rack here. They all look fantastic. They're golden brown. But we're going to do some decorating, and there's perfectly just a number to write Happy Christmas. So a letter on each one. But we are going to go for the major moment now. We're going to taste one. Okay, Milo, Jojo, grab a biscuit.
Oh wow, that's just lovely. I mean, you've got the crunch and then you've got the chewiness.
Yep.
And then it just literally disintegrates and melts in your mouth. And then at the end you've got this powerful blam of a
spicy Christmas
sweetie,
taste.
Spicy Christmas taste.
What do you think, Milo?
Oh, really nice.
So just one more thing to say. Thank you, Anne. And the big thing,
Happy Christmas!
Christmas! Yum.
The London Walks podcast was compiled, produced, and presented by Andy Hallett and Adam Scott Goulding. You have also been listening to Anne Jones and Karen Pierce Goulding. You can follow London Walks on Twitter at London Walks. Our reading came from Christmas by John Betjeman, available in collected poems published by John Murray. For details of the full programme of London Walks, London's best guided walking tours, go to www.walks.com. The London Walks podcast was an APB production.